RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain.
Okay.
The only thing.
This is Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Talk with John. I am your host, John. Kind of funny how that works here on Talk with John. And Saturdays from 3 to 5 Central Time, 2 to 4 Utah Time. And I maybe just wind up using the time zone that I'm in, because I'm in the mountain time zone. And we had a little bit of a hard start this today to the show. It was my misunderstanding. So let me give out, let's get this off to a proper show start, as it were. It is June 26, 2021, and I want to give out, you don't need to bow your head or anything, but I'm going to give out my show prayer, as it were. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers, and may it be an acceptable token to our Father above. And then the mantra of this show is, where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there will be liberty. And the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. I am, in this show, going to be talking about liberty principles, liberty concepts. Deanna is taking a break from, for those of you that are tuning in and hoping to catch Deanna, I'm sorry. Sorry to disappoint. I'm not even trying to do a show like she did, because I can't do a show like she did. But I'm going to do my best to do a decent job with Talk with John. And I'll be bringing different subject matter and different guests. And right now, joining me, I have Larry Mulcock. I was talking with him in a little bit in the first hour, and we're going to be carrying over a little bit into this hour. His concept that he brought up to me of disconnecting from the U.S. Department of Education on a revenue neutral basis. So basically, his overall concept is you would write out you turn in to the federal government a 1040 form, as it were. And let's say that you owe $10,000. Well, you're going to subtract that amount and give that money, let's say 10%. And that 10% that would normally go to the Department of Education will go to your state and allow you and your state to determine how you will spend that money. Now, let's get back to... Now, we do have a caller waiting on hold, Larry, and I do want to be taking the call from her in just a moment. But what I wanted to let you finish your thought process as we were going to break.
Well, so the Department of Public Education, the whole public education system was built on utopian principles to undermine the Constitution, to undermine religion, and to undermine the family. And they have been steady and patient and over the years, and have replaced, constitutional principles and learning with utopian ideas. I was talking to my grandsons the other day, and they were arguing that socialism and communism was a good thing. And I'm going, where have you been? So educating the people is a key tool for centralized governments to control the population. And so that's exactly what has happened with our public education system. So now it's time to ignore the U.S. Department of Education, which is unconstitutional anyway. But in order to do that, we also need to claw back the taxes that we pay to support it. So we should not be paying taxes to support unconstitutional activity. So this is a process to claw back the taxes with type two, in a type two nullification situation, where disconnecting will disrupt revenue to the federal government. But it's a revenue neutral. They don't have to pay. We don't have to pay. We pay the same to the state, or same amount of tax, less, more to the state and less to the federal government. It's revenue neutral to the taxpayer. So it makes total sense, except that people in power don't like giving up power.
No, they don't.
What we need to do is cut the strings and starve the beast. If you don't take the money back, then you end up being in a double tax situation.
So when we get done, hopefully, I think it's Laura in Michigan. Hopefully she's still on hold with us. And when we get done with her call, I'll share with you and the audience a little bit of a conversation that I had with Sheriff Richard Mack, as most of you were probably familiar with him. I asked him about this concept, and he was very favorable of it. So if Laura is available still, Laura, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Laura, what is our...
Okay, I've attended state school board meetings, and I've testified for the Education Committee in Michigan. Here's the two things that I think need to be done. We need to get rid of those teachers' unions. If you've ever read the platform for the NEA, I mean, it's terrible. They just promote abortion. There's nothing in it about educating the children. You got to read that
right.
Platform. And also, number two... Phonics.
Laura, real quickly, let me throw this in. The teachers' unions are not about the children. The teachers' unions are to protect the teachers. Okay, so continue. Sorry, Laura.
And the other second thing is about phonics. Teaching our colleges that are putting out the teachers, they're not even teaching those kids how to teach phonics anymore. I got a chance to question four or five different teachers, and I asked them, how many sounds are there in the English language? And none of them knew, but yet they kept saying they teach phonics. I said, well, you can't teach phonics. You don't even know how many sounds there are. I said, so don't tell me that you teach phonics. They're doing the whole language, which was brought about by Gallaudet College. For deaf children. We're talking about hearing children.
So, Laura, let me ask you this. What do you think about this concept of states like Michigan taking the money back from the federal government and using it there in your own states and your own communities?
You're asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. What do you think about that idea?
I think it sounds very complicated. And I don't think they'll ever get that done. That's why I think you ought to go the route of getting rid of the teachers' unions and...
Well, I guarantee you it's going to be harder to get rid of... Well, Laura, I'm going to tell you this. Actually, I think it's pretty simple. I think it's pretty straightforward. And on top of that, I think it's a lot easier to get those monies and those dollars held within the individual states than it is going to be to get rid of the teachers union. Laura, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Good. It's a great concept, but I just think it's pretty tough.
Okay. Thank you, Laura.
Okay, you're right. It's going to be very difficult. There's no question. So yeah, I agree. It's going to be a difficult and a challenging thing to do. And every time I present it, I say, give me a better idea. Tell me what else we could do. And I think your idea of getting rid of the union is good, but I don't know that that's any easier than, intercepting federal taxes.
Well, it's a private organization, so it's really hard to get rid of a private organization. This is actually going the steps this is going right in the steps of, this is a public, this is public monies being collected from the federal government. Now, I talked to Richard Mack and I said, so let's say that a state goes and takes the lead on this and does this. I said, what happens when the federal government, the IRS, wants to come and collect those taxes? Well, he said, if this is passed as a bill in a state, and it's passed by the state, and it's been signed off by the governor, or it's a veto-proof bill, then it becomes state law, and the individual sheriffs can come when the IRS comes to take them. You just make it very clear with the sheriffs that they are not allowed to enforce the foreclosure of a home because someone didn't pay. Now, on top of that, they've got to go to the IRS would have to go to court in order to be able to evict people from their homes. And in order for that to be done, it has to be executed and with the blessing of the sheriffs. And he goes, all it takes is the sheriff standing up and saying, no, we're not going to do this. And it's very easy. And he's like, John, why don't we do this with a bunch of other things? He goes, this isn't the only thing that we should be keeping the federal government from doing. Larry, we have another caller by the name of James in Canada.
Okay.
We'd like to take the call from him. James, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. You mentioned liberty there, and that caught my attention. And the key to liberty, then, is individualism. And you mentioned your grandchildren saying socialism and communism wasn't such a bad thing. Well, you can tell them this, that if they accept that system, then they always got to be holding somebody's hand. They can't do what they want to do when they want to do it. And that's pretty much the key to what I'm trying to say here.
Yep, you're right.
And America was built on individualism. And it goes back to the philosophy of John Locke. If you read John Locke's writings in philosophy and government, it is all about the rights of the individual as opposed to tyranny of the state.
You're exactly right.
And what has happened with us now is we've been taken over by corporations. And see, there's the key thing right there, is the corporations want total control. Well, bingo. You can't buy the product you'd like to buy. You can't have the medicine you'd like to have. You can't have the job you'd like to have. You can't go where you'd like to go. You can't associate with those that you want to associate. See how it works?
Well, yeah, if we want to overcome that, how do we overcome that? And I'm going to say there's
Go ahead.
So,
how do we do it?
So here's the two things. So it's culture drives politics.
Yeah.
Culture drives politics. How do you get control of culture? I think this is how our culture has been controlled. It's been controlled by two main key sources. Number one, it's the mainstream media. It's the media, mainstream media. Good job for being here at the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you're overcoming the mainstream media. And then two, it's the education system. Now, you can have your own children educated at home. You can do homeschooling. But the vast majority of North America has public schooling. Now, I'd love to get rid of public education. But this is the first step in getting us back to control of our education system. For instance, I've had on my show in Utah, I've had a number of gubernatorial candidates when we had people running for governor. And I asked each one of them, hey, something I'd like to see you do. I'd like you to make a commitment to me that you would have part of the education system, that you will have the Declaration of Independence read and the Constitution read. Each one of those would take one or two classes, but that should be mandatory reading for every single student. And you do that in U.S. history, do that, and you'll get that taken care of, and we'll eventually get our children back. So, James, I'm going to let you ask one last question to Larry, and then we've got Ken in New York. We'll be getting to him in just a minute.
No, I'm okay, and well, thanks for taking my call. I'll call back some other time.
Thanks, James. Appreciate you being there. Larry, you want to add anything to what I just said, or should we go to Ken?
Well, it's not a simple project, but it's one that has to happen. We have to take control of the finances and the power, and that's what this does. Is it takes the funds out of the control of the federal government, which is unconstitutional in the first place. And taking the funds away takes the power away. Cut the strings, starve the beast.
Larry, is there any way that people can reach out to you to get in touch with you so they can find out, perhaps get the bill that you've drafted so they could share it within their own states? Is there any way that they can reach out to you about that?
Yeah, they could send me an email.
Okay. Do you want to give out your email?
My email is Mulcock, MULCOCK, at Cisna, SISNA.com. Mulcock at Cisna.com. I've got some materials to send. I've got a flyer. I've handed thousands of flyers out. Happy to send you a copy, and you're welcome to use it as you will.
Okay. Ken, let's go to Ken in New York. Let him ask you a question. And then we probably have about 4 minutes with this caller left. And then I'm going to say thank you for joining us today, Larry. So, Ken, are you there? What's on your mind?
Yes. I just joined a little after 5. I got your name. I guess this is a new show.
This is
your
a new
name is
show.
John. And
yep,
I didn't
John
get your
of
guest
Talk
name?
With John.
And your guest?
The other, my guest is Larry Mulcock.
Okay. I'm not sure that this would work. It's a good idea, but I don't think it'll work going after the IRS. As I understand it, all money that's paid to the IRS is just for interest. It's not for operating expenses. I think the money that the Fed actually spends for operating,
it
borrows.
Time out. I don't want to get too far deviated from the subject at hand. So let's be clear. I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying in any way, shape, or form. And we're not going after the IRS. What we're doing is saying we're going to keep the tax dollars that, quote-unquote, air quotes, I'm doing the air quote thing with my fingers right now, those tax dollars that are collected that are supposed to go to the U.S. Department of Education, what we're saying is we know what that percentage is. Or what Larry is saying, he knows what that percentage is. So what we will do is we will withhold that amount of money and we will give it back to our state. So it's not the individual themselves that's keeping the money. It's going back to our individual states. Is that correct, Larry?
Yes, we're intercepting federal taxes before they leave the state.
Okay, Ken, do you have a follow-up thought on that?
Well, is it heading toward the IRS? In other words, you're talking about doing it by deducting something from the 1040.
That's correct.
The way I understand. I don't believe it'll work. I think the way it would work is you would have to get a hold of the agency and sue the agency and get them to rebate the money because all monies that are spent are borrowed.
Okay, Ken, but here's the thing.
Okay,
If you can keep the money before it leaves the state, Ken, if you can keep the money before it leaves the state, then you don't have to worry about that. And on top of that, you just have your county sheriff say, guess what? We're passing this as a state law. We get multiple states to do it, and then we get the sheriffs to say, we're not going to allow the IRS or the federal government to take any actions on any of our citizens because we are withholding this amount. Ken, thanks for your call. Feel free to call on later on in the show when I'm doing my own monologue in part, but I want to leave this last few moments for my guest. Larry, will you please give out your contact information again before you leave us?
My email is Mulcock, MULCOCK, at Cisna, Cisna.com.
Larry, thank you so much for joining me on Talk with John. I really appreciate you being there and bringing this to our audience. Thank you.
Folks,
take care, Larry.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Since I was little, it looked like fun. And there's no coincidence I've come. And I can die when I'm done.
Hey, this is Republic Broadcasting Network. This is John of Talk with John here Mondays and Tuesdays. Well, excuse me. Bam. All right. Put that quarter in the jar. John already goofed up. All right. Saturdays. 2 to 4 o'clock, or is it 3 to 5? Sam, help me out. It's 3 to 5 Central. 3 to 5 Central Time. You can catch the Talk with John show on RBN. I am taking over for Deanna. She is stepping back to take care of some things. No, she's not dying, but she's just trying to get some things taken care of. And I'm assisting in this slot for right now. John has asked me to come on. So next week, folks, it'll be a little bit smoother than it's been today. So I want to get to a couple things of national interest. And let me give out the On Airlines once again. It's 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. The number is 800. Also, the call-in number, if you don't have, if your minute challenge, shall we say, is 800-313-9443. Now, the reason why I call this show Talk with John, the reason why it's called that is because I'm going to be bringing on national guests. There is going to be a Utah flavor to this. I'm not going to turn that away and say that that won't happen, but I will be bringing on national guests to talk about the subjects that I think would be of interest to Republic Broadcasting Network listeners, and frankly, things that I find of interest myself. Also, I call it Talk with John because I like having that dialogue back and forth with you, the listener. Bottom line, I'm not the smartest guy out there. I'm a former truck-em-a driver and not the sharpest tool in this shed, but I am a guy that's been in this fight for quite some time, and I finally made it to RBN. And when I heard this going across the national news, this conversation between, well, directly with the general, the current Joint Chiefs, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, I wanted to, what's a proper term? Because I firmly believe we should take non-aggressive but firm action with different government leaders. And this gentleman, oh, he just chapped my hide. I'm like, how in the world can you be in the United States military? Well, let's just play the clip, if you would, Sam. Let's get to it. This is Matt Gaetz, let's get to the clip.
In my previous discussions with service members and particularly officers, I would hear about complaints over parts not arriving on time, long deployments, and in my more recent discussions with those officers, the number one issue that they raised to me with concern, often unable to speak publicly for fear of the type of retribution that Lieutenant Colonel Lohmeyer faced, they say that your stand down regarding extremism did not help our military. It hurt the military. And I want to share with you that perspective, that it caused service members to otherize one another. It impaired group cohesion. And interesting to me is that I've heard those sentiments most frequently from units that are majority-minority, that this was not particularly helpful. So I wanted to give you the opportunity to maybe...
Okay, so actually, forgive me, this is Matt Gaetz. He is questioning right now the Secretary of Defense, the current Secretary of Defense. Matt, get back to it. I apologize.
Helpful. So I wanted to give you the opportunity to maybe share with us more specificity regarding the definitions that seemed to be a challenge when Ms. Hartzler was asking questions. How should the Department of Defense think about critical race theory?
Could I make a comment? Secretary, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm very limited on my time, General Milley.
Well, I just want to make a comment. I've
asked the question to Secretary Austin.
I don't know what the issue of critical race theory is and what the relevance here in with the department. We do not teach critical race theory. We don't embrace critical race theory. And I think that's a spurious conversation. And so we are focused on extremist behaviors. And not ideology, not people's thoughts, not people's political orientation. Behaviors is what we're focused on.
I would like to yield some.
Okay, so let's hit the pause. Oh, we're going to commercial break. Let's get to that.
the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
I remember when I lost my mind. So pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Talk with John here Saturdays from 3 to 5 Central Time, 2 to 4 Utah Time, my time. You can tune in here live and listen to the Talk with John show. I am your host, John, obviously, of Talk with John. So what we had just playing just a few minutes ago, what we were starting to play was an interaction between Matt Gaetz and the Department of, the Secretary of Defense. And if you will note, what he said is we don't teach the critical race theory. We don't teach critical race theory. Now, General Milley is who you're going to hear in the rest of this clip here just in a few minutes. And I'm going to say he comes pretty darn close. He's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. He comes pretty darn close to saying completely the opposite. All right, let's let it roll, Sam.
Some of my time to General Milley, because I know that he had some comments that he wanted to make when Representative Gaetz was talking, as well as Mr. Waltz, about a similar subject of the stand down and race theory. Would you like a minute or so to comment on that? Do you remember what your line of questioning or thought was there?
Sure. First of all,
on the issue of critical race theory, et cetera, I'll obviously have to get much smarter on whatever the theory is. But I do think it's important, actually, for those of us in uniform to be open-minded and be widely read. And the United States Military Academy is a university, and it is important that we train and we understand. And I want to understand white rage, and I'm white, and I want to understand it. So what is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America? What caused that? I want to find that out. I want to maintain an open mind here, and I do want to analyze it. It's important that we understand that, because our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Guardians, they come from the American people.
Can we back that up just to right when he starts talking again? I want to get to that. So, but before you do, let me point out, he just all of a sudden goes and says, well, actually, I do. Notice he is absolutely taking a very significant change on the tone and tenor of what was just said by the department, the Secretary of Defense. And basically, at the very beginning of his statement, when he's answering the congressperson, they turn over their time to him to give us, he's saying, yeah, actually, we do want to teach critical race theory. Sorry, sir. What you need to do with the United States military is you need to start, is we've got to make sure that we bring us together as a cohesive unit. We need to teach people how to drop bombs. We need to teach people how to understand the Constitution. And we will be getting to other concepts of things along the lines of what, like, say, some guy wasn't very smart by the name of Washington and the Monroe Doctrine. Maybe we should get to those things. Maybe we should teach that. No, you don't want to teach that, because then you'll lose your power. Okay, let's let that roll again, Sam.
Sure. First of all, on the issue of critical race theory, et cetera, I'll obviously have to get much smarter on whatever the theory is. But I do think it's important, actually, for those of us in uniform to be open-minded and be widely read. And the United States Military Academy is a university, and it is important that we train and we understand. And I want to understand white rage, and I'm white, and I want to understand it. So what is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America? What caused that? I want to find that out. I want to maintain an open mind here, and I do want to analyze it. It's important that we understand that, because our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Guardians, they come from the American people. So it is important that the leaders, now and in the future, do understand it. I've read Mao Zedong. I've read Karl Marx. I've read Lenin. That doesn't make me a communist. So what is wrong with understanding, having some situational understanding about the country for which we are here to defend?
General Milley, my statement to you would be, reading those things may not necessarily make you a communist. I would agree with that statement. But the words that are coming out of your mouth are not what I would call any way, shape, or form American or having American views. Now, let's be clear. In the United States military, so I was speaking with someone that served in the United States military, and he said, you know, John, we were really the first institution of America that really we got to the point where we didn't care what race you were, what color you were, where you came from. It was very much about what you did and how you performed on whether you advanced in rank. And this was an individual who was not born white. And he goes, the things that are being discussed now, he goes, disgust me. And when I listened to General Milley talk about there were thousands of people that, I don't know if he joins in the term and uses insurrection or not. I can't remember. We'll let this play just a little bit more. But no, that wasn't an insurrection. An insurrection is when you close down streets. The insurrection actually may have been done from general people like you. Let's let that play, and then we're going to be hitting a break, I know, here shortly. So let's continue to let it roll, Sam.
accusing the United States military, our general officers, our commissioned, non-commissioned officers, of being, quote, woke or something else because we're studying some theories that are out there. That was started at Harvard Law School years ago, and it proposed that there were laws in the United States, antebellum laws,
okay,
prior to the Civil War.
Let's just pause there. All right, so on the other side of this, on the other side of the break, I believe we have one coming up here shortly. James, I'll be getting to you. Oh, we do? I'm wrong. Sorry. Okay, so then let me finish this, and then we'll go to James. Let me be very clear, General Milley. No, we're not actually the general non-commissioned officers, the normal sergeants. We're not calling them woke. What we're saying is, obviously, you had to sell your soul to the woke groups in order to be able to gain your position within the military. Absolutely. I'm saying you sold your soul, and you definitely didn't sell your soul to your country. All right. Let's let that finish out, and then we'll get to James.
A power differential with African Americans that were 3/4 of a human being when this country was formed. And then we had a
obviously, you can tell that he's been spending a lot of time in the woke world, because I don't remember it being in the Constitution that they were 3/4 of they didn't get 3/4. I think it was more 3-something else. All right, let's let that play.
To change it, and we brought it up to the Civil Rights Act in 1964. It took another 100 years to change that. So look, I do want to know, and I respect your service, and you and I are both Green Berets, but I want to know, and it matters to our military and the discipline and cohesion of this military, and I thank you for the opportunity to make a comment on that.
All right, let's get to James. So James in Canada, I guess you're back with us. What's on your mind?
Yes. Well, yes, sir. He's read Mao Zedong and all those guys. What he should read is Machiavelli's discourses on his critique of Livy's history of the Roman Empire. And what they're trying to do is what was done to Rome, is to weaken the military, weaken the leaders, and get all of this discord, sowing all of this discord, so that this eventually went to the downfall of Rome, you see. That's what this critical race theory and all these other things that they're trying to propagate are designed to do, is to weaken the Republic.
So, I love your statement, and I love John's statement. We are a constitutionally limited republic. And you know what I find very hilarious? Is the only times that I hear Barack Obama, yep, Barry Sartorio, Nancy Pelosi, and others use the term republic is when they want to do damage to that very republic that they use. Otherwise, they use democracy.
Yeah, well, it it's not a democracy, but it has become a tyranny, you see. There was a time when the Roman Republic was free, and then it evolved into a tyranny, you see? And that's what it's become, is a tyranny.
Well,
now you've got... Yeah, go ahead.
We need to... Okay, so, James, you're in Canada. You're calling from Canada.
Yes.
So, I love your comments, but the bottom line is, those that live here in the United States, we need to do a better job of holding our elected representatives accountable. We need to do things like having meeting with our elected officials, those that represent us in our state houses and our state senates.
Right.
They need to see our faces. They need to know our names. When we call them, they need to know our numbers, and we need to hold them accountable. We need to reach out to our federal elected officials, and we need to say, you are stepping too far. Here in the state of Utah, Governor Cox signed the right for us to be able to carry our firearms concealed without having a permit. That's what's been done. You now have that right down in Texas. Governor Cox here in Utah would have never have done it. That man is a rhino. He is everything that Mitt Romney is. He sounded like a really good Republican while he was in convention, and he was supported by a lot of money. He would have never have signed that bill, in my opinion, if it wasn't the fact that he knew of how big of a groundswell there was from the average Utah. So, James, I'm going to let you share your thought.
Well, you have, let me get this right, you have the right to carry a gun in Utah, is that correct?
Well, I think you could say we've always had that right. That's a God-given right. The ability to carry arms has always been a right, but now it's been legalized, codified, if you want to say, that we now have the right to carry concealed. Now, we've had the right to carry open for quite some time, but now we have the right to carry concealed without going to and saying, Mother, may I, to our elected officials.
Well, I had two guys scoping me out in a parking lot about 3 days ago, all right? I was on the way to get pet food, and these guys backed up their car, and they were watching me because I was white, of course. And then I turned around. I had that sixth sense, and there they were staring at me from their car, right?
Okay, you said now, scoping you out. Do you mean with an actual
scope? Well, you know
scope
what that means,
connected
right?
to a
Last
rifle?
Year, no,
or just watching.
Just means watching, right? Last year, I'm over at this park nearby, a basketball court, and I'm sitting there doing nothing. And these guys, different guys, they went by, and out came the hand, and then the thumb went down like he's a big shot, like he's going to do a drive-by, you see? Right? This is what happens up here, and people are buying into this crap, okay? Now, I can get on this phone and I can make my thoughts heard. And I am speaking for anybody who's got some common sense out there. So it doesn't matter. I'm talking to the United States, great. If people in Canada hear it, well, that's nice too. But the fact of the matter is that I can go back to a writer like Machiavelli who wrote about the Roman Republic and discussed its constitution. It had a constitution, and I can read people like John Locke, and I can figure it out. And I can get on the phone and tell you and tell everybody that there is a method on how to get out of this stuff. You see?
Well, James, I'm going to say thank you for your call. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, appreciate it.
And thank you for sharing with us, and stay safe up there in Canada, would you? All right. Let's go, Sam, let's go to the other clip that I shared with you of President Biden. Gotta love this. Holy moly.
Own them. And I might add, the Second Amendment from the day it was passed limited the type of people who could own a gun. And what
type of weapon you could own. Okay. All right.
You couldn't buy a cannon. Those
Actually, no, from the day it was passed, no. Our founders, Mr. Biden, current occupier of the White House, it's obvious that you don't understand it. So that Second Amendment was the whole reason for it. Well, we'll get into it a little bit more, but no, from day one, no, there were not limits on holding firearms. In fact, where were a lot of those cannons? How did they get them? If I understand correctly, if I have read my history correctly, that a few of those cannons were actually privately owned. All right, continue.
To say the blood of patriots, you know, and all the stuff about how we're going to have to move against the government. Well, the Tree of Liberty is not water with the blood of patriots. What's happened is that there have never been, if you wanted to think you need to have weapons to take on the government, you need F-15s and maybe some nuclear weapons. The point is that there's always been the ability to limit, rationally limit, the type of weapon that can be owned and who can own it.
All right.
Last time we
Mr. Biden. Okay, so the people that have to climb in the F-15s happen to be fellow citizens. Now they're F-32s and F-22 pilots, or excuse me, F-35 pilots, I believe. Those pilots that are climbing into those aircraft still, I firmly believe, are red-blooded Americans. And the last thing they would ever want to do, and I think I can't imagine one of them climbing in and knowing that they're going to go on a bombing run to bomb their fellow Americans. And the along with that, those airmen that are going to be loading up those planes with munitions, they come from us. All right, we'll continue that on the other side of this break. This is Talk with John on RBN.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. Just like you.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Talk with John. I am your host, John. So, I don't think we have any phone calls lined up right at the moment. If someone calls in real quickly, we'll get you on air. The number is 512-248-8252. We don't have long, so let's let the rest of that play. Actually, before we go to that clip, Sam, before we continue playing it. So this is just kind of a little peek behind the curtains. There's a question in my mind that goes, how much of what President Biden is saying is not scripted? He doesn't go out there. Typically, when a president goes out, there's specific talking points that he's going out to talk about, especially with Biden. We know that he is very much on, they've got to have him on script. They've got to have the teleprompters. But it's just interesting how we see when he tries to kind of pull things out of the top of his head, getting the quote of the tree of liberty being watered with, what lunch was I going to have today? Yeah, so these type of things are very scripted, and they don't let them go off. So it's interesting how even the people that surround him are willing to let him take these kind of steps. Goes to show how much they fear the American public actually going, all right, that's it, we've had enough. Because not one person was found with firearms that was there on ground. So, all right, let's finish the rest of that, and then let's get to Chris in Vegas.
We had data on this issue of who was purchasing guns was more than 20 years ago. 5% of gun dealers, turns out, in the study we did, showed that 90% of illegal guns were found at the crime scenes sold by 5% of gun dealers. 5%. Sold 90% of the guns found at crime scenes. And these merchants of death are breaking the law for profit. They're selling guns that are killing innocent people.
All right, let's hit the pause button on that. So notice how he's trying to conflate gun deaths with criminals selling firearms legally. You know, bottom line is the majority of these the majority of people selling firearms, notice, are legal and are perfectly above board. Criminals go and get firearms illegally. They don't get them legally. That's just not what they do. All right, let's go to Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, what's on your mind?
Well, a couple of different things. And, John, I'm certainly glad that you're filling in to take Deanna's place while she's taking a much-needed rest and sabbatical after all the trauma in her life. But Mr. Biden there was talking out his posterior and conflating false facts to try to give the illusion he had some competency of what he was speaking of. But what they never talk about are there a number of lawful utilizations of home defense implements to defend someone, themselves or others nearby, from being preyed upon by terrorists and revolutionaries, criminals, and some of his, Biden's, crime associates. And this is a blatant misconstruction of facts. They never address those particular serious things. I hear music.
Chris, forgive me. It's the end of the hour. Forgive me, it's the end of my show. I apologize. My timing's a little off on this still. So, Chris, I'm going to say next week, feel free to call in. Thank you for your time. This has been Talk with John on Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being with me today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught